Because the song is really good, you know, really touched me. It's really awesome. And the presence of God is really amazing. I would like to turn your Bibles. Please turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Isaiah 30, verse 18. Have you ever wondered, before we read the verse, have you ever wondered how much I have understood God? How much I passed many years, you know, maybe some or few, some came in contact with the Lord, came to personal relationship, came to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Few years, many years, it depends. But in those years, have you ever wondered how much really how much do I understood God? How much love I can receive from Him? How much He can do for me? You know, what He can do for me? What have you ever wondered? Sat alone and wonder, you know, how big God is, you know. Can He meet my need? Because, you know, my need is day by day is growing. You know? And every way, you know, every possible way, the need is growing. And my confusion is getting worse, you know, day by day. So have you ever wondered, you know, can He meet my need? Can He meet our need? Can He ever, can I ever see Him? Can I ever, you know, receive how much grace He can give me? You know, how much He can forgive me? Can He forgive me tomorrow if I really do too much? You know, if I make a big blunder, can He forgive me? Okay, let's read the verse. Isaiah 30, verse 18. And therefore will the Lord wait, that He may be gracious unto you, and therefore will He be exalted, that He may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for Him. There has never been a need beyond His provision. There has never been a need goes beyond His provision. Actually speaking, we have never ever seen God's provision yet. We have never ever touched God's provision. We have never ever have understanding of God's provision. It is too much. That's why in Ephesians 1:19, Paul is talking about the exceeding greatness of His power. The exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe. It's beautiful. Just think for a moment. God's provision is too much. It's like how many cup of tea you drink. It depends, no? Some drink one and some drink 10. We drank one today. So, it's like our need is like a 3 cup. But you know, He has a provision like an ocean. You know, to meet all our needs, all our emotional needs and physical and financial, material, every possible thing. He has a provision like ocean. See, Jesus Christ never ever occupied with His need. Because He knew the Father's provision is unsearchable, immeasurable. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, I want you to look at your Bible because I don't know by heart. Sorry to say this, you know. Ephesians 3:8. Unto me, who I am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. It is overflowing. His provision and His love overflows in our life. It is immeasurable. We can't even understand in our lifetime. But you know, the Bible is very clear in Ephesians 1:19. When we believe, it will flow into our life. We can experience the power, the power, the word for power is dunamis. In the four word is used, dunamis. It's a human capacity for divine ability. It's a human capacity for divine ability. That means if I have a capacity for like one liter, but you know, God has 1,000 liter. He wants to, you know, He has a provision, 1,000. How can He pour into my life? The Bible say, unto to us word who believe. When we believe, in John chapter 4, Jesus Christ, Mary told the servant, whatever Jesus tells you to do, you do it. Fill the jar. So there was a capacity. So they filled the jar and the provision was there. God is able to turn the water into wine for the situation. So that the need may be, you know, very little actually. Our need is really, compared with God's provision, our need is so, so small. You can't even see that smallness, you know. There's such a small, you know, need we have. But we think God's provision is so small and our need is too big. Because the day by day, confusion is growing on. And the need is too much. And the problem is too much. And see, that's why, and I have one verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. Suddenly I got the verse. Don't think like that. It's in my notes. You know, just. So, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20. See, it's really awesome. You know, I want to, you know, even though we read the, if you read in 1,000,000 times, you know, still it is fresh. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 20, the Bible say, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with the devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the devil's table. So that's why God is telling that, you know, when we draw near to the devil's table, that means when, if we listen to his lies, listen to his provision, he say that you just partake of my table. I will really make you rich, or I will really make you happy, feel good. I will make you popular, you know. I will meet your need. But the Bible say, you know, draw near to the Lord's table. So the Holy Spirit shows the power, you know, the unsearchable. So in Ephesians chapter 3, you see, if he goes on to say, so do we provide the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Okay, that is good verse. Verse 22. Do we provoke the Lord to, by our unbelief, we can really provoke God. You know, when God has a amazing provision for all our situation, all that we need is the 3 cups of tea. That is a Chinese tea, you know, some tea, you know. But, you know, God has a ocean, you know, of tea, you know. See, imagine, you know, we think that, you know, our need is like an ocean and God's provision is like a 3 cups. So many, you know, times, so many time, we are really confused about God's provision. So when we really understand the power of God, you know, so this will happen to one kind of people. That is like the greater grace people, you know. In Romans chapter 5 verse 17, those who receive the abundance of grace and the exceeding greatness of his power will reign in one Jesus Christ. When we really receive it, receive the grace every day, do we fail? Yes, we do fail. Do we get confused? Yes, we do get confused. Will we have unbelief? Yes, we have too much. You know, we can't even measure that, you know. We can't. So, but you know, do we have a, do we really question God? Yeah, thousands of questions every day. No. But you know, what is this? You know, this the Bible say, it is amazing, you know. The Bible say, those who receive the abundance of grace, the grace also in abundance, and the gift of righteousness, right? Receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in one Jesus Christ. Awesome, no? So when we keep receiving, all that we're going to do in this earth is just we receive, because His provision is beyond my understanding. I can't even understand. Don't ever try to, don't ever try to understand, you know, how big God is. How big His provision is. We can never ever understand. I think I have not understood. I don't know about you. You know. Maybe the same boat. We are traveling the same boat. I don't know. But you know, we can never ever understand God's power. God's grace. He's waiting to show His grace. He's waiting to show. He will rise in our city. That's Isaiah 30:18. He will rise in the midst of our situation. And He says, He is waiting to help us. And then the end of the verse says, those who wait upon the Lord is blessed. So amazing, no? So when He is waiting, and when we wait in return, and we are really blessed, our needs met. Our needs will be met completely, totally. Because, you know, when we really seek the Lord every day, no, we get, I get bored. No, I want to be frank, sorry, you know. No, we get bored, right? No? Is it true? Or you're not getting bored? No? So as if you're like a, you know, saint. Just, see, but you know what? We are quickened by receiving the grace. We are quickened by the power. Power to us word who believe. All that we have to do is, we are so much bored, you know. I don't want to go to church, you know. And then, you know, what is this church, you know. And suddenly, you know, no. I just get quickened, you know. We get all the things, you know. Do I have to go this week or I can give a leave letter to pastor, you know. You know. But you know what? It works towards us who believe. Sorry, I should not exceed the time. So, finally, one more thing I want to tell you and close. See, you know, it is a, you know who gets all his provision? The one who puts vocation before his occupation. The one who really places vocation in 1 Corinthians 1:10, Paul is telling that, I beseech you therefore, brethren, walk. It's not there. I beseech you therefore, brethren, walk according to the calling, vocation. Walk according to a vocation. Ephesians 4:10. So 4:1 and 2. The Bible say that, I beseech you therefore, brethren. What does it say? Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. So it is really awesome. You know, when we put our vocation. I hope everybody knows in Bangalore what is vocation. In Chennai I have to take 10 minutes to teach what is vocation. Sorry. So, in other churches. So, if somewhere we go and preach, you know, they don't know what is vocation. Vocation, they know only about the vocational course in the school. You know, all that they know. And I have to say, that is not the one, you know. So, finally, closing. So, the devil, really, you know, devil wants us to fellowship with him so that our eyes will be closed for God's, to see God's provision. But God say, you know what? You come, draw near to me. I will really show the provision. You know, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. With all lowliness and meekness. And all, second verse, for long suffering. So we just believe the second thing, you know, all lowly meekness is that we believe that God's plan is perfect. Whatever it is, I lose my one eye, still God's plan is perfect. And you know what? In the four barons is like, I just stay patiently. I stay in the plan of God patiently. No matter what happens, what doesn't happen, doesn't matter to me. I just stay. And finally, you know, that is the place God commands blessing. When there is a unity with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus Christ, the table of Jesus Christ, where God is waiting to bless me, waiting to deliver me, there in Psalm 133, God commands life and blessing. From there onwards, I will not be confused. You think so? No, I will not say that. Thereafter, I may be confused, but I'll be quick to rebound and come back to life. And come back, I'll come in contact with the life again and again, the life of Christ. And I know how to receive quickly and abundantly. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this verse and bless every person, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.